Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up.
up, bitches in my dime. Taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over nine. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome, make you sweat like cheese. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you figure, getting figures and fucking bitches. She rolling switches, bought her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish. But at least a nigga, nigga rich. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bored. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
You finding somebody real is your fucking problem.
Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can sell.
I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed alone. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction if it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker, get the bussin'. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
And finding somebody real is your fucking problem.
Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can sell.
Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South the Valley. Now vacate in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is me, be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, hallelujah.
Peace. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. Bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
And finding somebody real is your fucking problem.
Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can sell.
I can still soar. I'm a smoker, afraid I would drink a potato while Molly water. So, but my bitches ain't sober, sober. Then my hate being sober. I hate being sober. Damn, my hate being sober.
I'm a smoker, afraid I would drink a tin of my Molly water. But we can't
All light as a feather, gravity defying ass nigga. You need to get your weight up, player. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, I can hear your light ass chain rattling when you come in the club, nigga. Sound like Santa Claus. Just ching-a-ling-a-ling, ching-a-ling-a-ling. Riding around town in that light ass vehicle. Every time your cell phone ring, your CD player stops. It's a damn shame, nigga. Your car ain't big enough, your bank ain't big enough, your gun ain't big enough, and your dank ain't big enough. Get your hate down and get your motherfucking weight up, nigga.
Yeah, it's Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pop, and it's Turn It Up Tuesday. Let's get turned up today. What it is, Boudang?
Man, you know, it's Turned Up Tuesdays. Yeah, I stay turned up, so this is my favorite day of the week.
Yeah, it's every day of the week. Turn it up. Turn it up.
We're going
to turn it up today, man, because I got some shit to say today, boy. I got some things to say today, man. This world's going to hell in a handbasket, I'm telling you. It's going to hell in a handbasket. But it's Turned Up Tuesday. We're going to stay turned up. I'm definitely, we got an artist that is going to come online in a little bit. We got an interview today with one of the hottest artists out there. And it's Twin Cities. Can you believe that?
Sounds like a plan.
Sound like you ain't turned up, man. You better get turned up. Shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I've been talking about Turned Up Tuesdays all week, and now Turned Up Tuesday here, and I ain't as turned up as I used to be.
Yeah, you better get turned up, man. Now, we got an interview with the very own. I ain't talking about the white Clint Eastwood. I'm talking about the black Clint Eastwood that put it down for the tweet. Get it straight, man. Talk about the white Clint Eastwood. Although, you know, I wasn't in an interview with him today, but I got a lot of shit to say to him, too, because there's a lot of shit I heard about him. But we're talking about Clint Eastwood, Clint Eastwood, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, he ain't gonna be nobody's Huckleberry. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is a lot of shit around here, you dig? Yeah, but it's Turned Up Tuesday, and we definitely gonna keep it turned up. You know, if you wanna talk to Miss Boothang or you wanna get at me, you can hit me up. 6167. You know what I mean? And we'll go ahead, Kusos, you know what I'm saying? You might want to have a shoulder that you need to cry on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can cry on my shoulder or you can cry on Ms. Boots' shoulder. I mean, we're here to help you guys through all your soda pop therapy needs, right?
Yep, you already know. This is what we're here for.
We're going to get you turned up. I don't know if our advice is going to help you on this turn it up Tuesday, because the only thing we're going to do for you is help you get turned up. So I don't know if you're going to be turned up in the right way or you're going to be turned up in the wrong way, but we're definitely going to help your ass get turned up. Yeah, you can hit us up, though, and get turned up, though, at 714-242-6167. Shit, if you want to get turned up, you know what I'm saying? Thing. You ain't over there turned up yet?
Nah, I don't know. Give me a minute.
Okay, it's the beginning of the show, you know what I'm saying?
It's just crazy, man. Just had a long day. It's just one of them days. You know how you had, well, you ain't had your day yesterday. You just was in Uncle Lil's sister. There's a girl.
I didn't have a long day today, man. You know, I am a parent. So, you know, I had issues with my baby girl, so you know, it's been a long day with me. She, I had her ass in here scrubbing walls. That's how I got down. Shit, a real nigga stand up. Yes, I be. Yeah, had my baby in here scrubbing walls. I treat her like a slave master. She was acting bad when I stopped. I was like, hell. But it's turned up Tuesday, and we're going to get back at this music, turn it up, and wait for our interviewer to come up in here and give a shout out. So, Clint Eastwood, I know you're probably out there listening right now, so we wait on your call. Man, call up, man, so we get the audience a feedback on what you're doing and how you're doing, where you're going to do it, and why you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, this is Soda Pop Radio. We're going to keep it getting turned up for you, you dig? So, we're going to get into this music.
We from two different states.
Yeah.
Still reppin' that same system in. Easy, fuck that game hard. Like that bitch, a rape victim. The game is with that trap minds. I'm cooking up like a mad science, so we killing beats. Auto flow like students from the Columbine. We taking over.
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 We taking over. Yeah. We killing beats. We fucking bitches. I'm smoking cheese. We rollin', switch that rap game. That shit ours is fuck, bitch, unless you rollin' with
us. I said. Easy, yeah. go ahead and do him. If they ain't rolling with Ray Jotty ENT, go ahead and boo him. We eat the beat like breakfast, sitting in the booth like that. That's our section. Shout out to the double L's. We pull up in the two black places. Running beast mode, I'm a killer. Watch you riding clean. I'm sipping dirty. My ego big like Sasquatch. You want beef here, Jacqueline's beef jerky. Mess with us. You're getting stumped. Your bitch from Jersey, she getting fist pumped. I swear on my life, I'm going it. I ride for K, I'm doing it. You got no cards, you going fit. My dream, I am pursuing it. I'm going hard, I'm demonstrating. Every other rapper talk, they procrastinating. I'm going in.
That's what I do.
You talking shit, that's what you do. The rap game need a full makeover. Me and E about to take over. Let's
we
do
from
it.
Two different states.
Yeah.
Still reppin' that same system in. Easy, fuck the game hard. Like that bitch, a rape victim. The game is with that trap minds. I'm cooking up like a mad science, so we killin' beats. Auto flow like students from the Columbine. We taking over.
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 We taking over. We killin' beats. We fucking bitches. I'm smoking cheese. We rollin' switches. That rap game, that shit,
double
I was just fuck, bitch, unless you rollin' with us.
Easy, bitch, taking over's the only thing a nigga being about.
Right.
You won't be, but you niggas looking a lot more like Bean Sprout.
What?
My team win, Charlie Sheen out, I hit shows, then gleam out. Like, what?
What?
The niggas still be acting like they're clueless. You don't know me, nigga, fuck that. You heard of me about a year back.
Yeah.
No Walmart, I blew racks. Had one chain, two
two stacks. Rise and shine, homie, no sun. Money talks, nigga, yours run. These hoes be on one. Life's a bitch, Trojan. I ride around my city, feeling like I own it, homie. I be killing beats, cause I just can't control it. Yeah, I rep Oakland and Minnesota. I stays high, universal soldier. I fuck a bad bitch out of coma. She passed out from the blood aroma. Blood aroma.
I be about my paper, paper, homie. Where she is? Money over bitches. You got needle with you.
Word.
I delegated.
Walk around and got nominated.
We from two different states. Still reppin' that same system in easy. Fuck that game hard. Like that bitch, you're right. Victim, the game is. But that trap minds, I'm cooking up like a mad science. So we killing beats. Auto flow like students from the Columbine. We taking over.
We taking over.
We taking over.
We taking over.
We taking over. We killing beats. We fucking bitches. I'm smoking cheese. We rolling. Switch that rap game. That shit ours as fuck, bitch. Unless you rolling with us.
Yeah.
I need backup.
Richie Wade.
We have a white male and a black male.
Where's y'all E.C.?
Both with bars. 10-4.
R.N.S.
They're killing beats over here.
Double the male.
They're taking over. We need to stop them. Over.
Young Nino, fuck a bitch in a Pico, Carlito, Scarface, Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, Arpedo. I goes deep in that pussy, Dan Marino. She wanna be the one, fuck her to my own single. Break a bitch heart, no future, Miss Cleo. Snap back, automatic reload. Flyer than a fucking Beetle, you can't beat them. Vampire, fuck up your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, leave you in the semen. Don't believe it? Stripe like a fucking Adidas. The gun Selena, give a nigga Beaver fever. Real fucking hot, put it in pot. Take a shot higher than the tube side. Use a bop, give me top top. As I load the wop, man, these niggas say I'm fly. But to her, I'm God, I'm faded. Faded, faded, my nigga, 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 I'm faded. Faded, and I don't give up. Fuck is up, nigga, something in my tucks. Yeah, I make it rain, dear, cause I'm all about my bucks. Use a butt, I'm in the front, dick up in her cunt. And I put it in her hole, hold it one putt, putt. Super McNasty. Why you make lovin' when the bitch call me daddy? Pimp, no caddy, she wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog, call the bitch Lassie. Young Savvy, banger like Cincinnati. Above average, fly like I'm Aladdin. They been backwards, throw the pussy at them. I'm Ben Wallace. Dunk up in your basket. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious, double dare. There's too many bitches, why these niggas wanna stir? Pat, run up in here, nigga, this ain't no beer. I'm faded, faded,
yeah.
Faded,
my nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. 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 My nigga, I'm faded, faded.
And I don't give a fuck. Mama, there go that monster. Abracadabra, Magic Johnson. My motherfucking doctor said I need a doctor. So I called house, now I am a pill popper. Faded like skinnies, young money we winning. I told her if I change, she won't get a penny. Milking this shit, pregnant bitch titties. Bringing home the bacon, I'm fucking Miss Piggy. Loaded like a semi, send me naked pictures. She knows my dick, she call that nigga Richard. Prior to me coming, I had to stick my thumb in her ass one time, smell my finger, make you vomit. Flyer than the hornet, the shoe fit, I worn it. She tried to jack me off, can't beat it, join it. Poochie, poochie, that what she call it. Black, scarlet, I killed it, marn it.
Bait it, bait it, bait it. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded.
Yeah.
My nigga, I'm faded, faded. Faded, my nigga, I'm faded, faded,
young
faded.
Mula,
my nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded.
And I don't give up.
Yeah, bitch, I am Steve-O. Cobain's back. Yeah, Cobain's back. Got these crazy white boys yelling Cobain's back.
Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch, homie Steve-O. Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch, homie Steve-O. I'm a wild boy, I'm a wild boy.
Yeah,
I'm a wild boy, fuck a thing on Steve-O.
Yeah, bitch, coming to change. Meet your girl when my next is calling Food Chain. I'm a wild boy, been that way for a wild boy. All I kill is beats and pussy, still ain't win on trial, boy. Southside, my chain glowing up them lanes. My angle and my filter dirty. Chopper clean them like dish detergent. Kobe Bryant, but the thicker version. Big meat but the spitter version.
Meek Millie,
dad, but the thicker version. Get ahead while the engine runs.
Hey. I'm a wild boy, strapped down like a cowboy. Hey. I'm really in the game, just a tall boy. Hey. I pull up in that thing all on them alloys. Hey. With so many cats on, Bugs Bunny, you die for your bitch. Call me Steve-O, cause I ball like some zeros. My neck be on sub-zero, and I won't say. Whip on my wrist. You keep my name in your mouth, buddy. Keep your bitch on my dick, nigga.
Bitch, I got my beanie and my hoodie. Here go the dick, bitch, you know where to put it. I'm from a damn fuck retail. You niggas over them yellow pussy. I think I'm up, I keep counting digits. You're falling down till I line the bridge. 11 at you bitches like 9 to boo-boo. Bitch, cause I'm back up in here. I rip it up, I put it down, and I get me. 2 chain deals with a nicotine. Feel my tan on machine gun Kelly. Ain't gotta tell you how I act on the 16. Guess I don't dance no more. Put that nigga better stay in this place. How many times you seen one fucking rapper? Cause I'm in a motherfucking rapper, but I ain't.
Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch, show me Steve-O. Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch, show me Steve-O. I'm a wild boy, I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy, fuck a bitch, I need
a boy. I'm riding with them young boys, rolling up that OG. Rather have a hot head than to have some cold feet. Homeboy, it's a new day. All my jewels is Blu-ray. On your wife like Cool J. Beat it up like the new Dre. Money heavy, too grown. Fresh, fresher than a newborn. They tryna sign a whole group. Started from the groove home. Moving like a boss move. MGK, my dog food. You know I'm a wild boy. Cocaine cowboy.
Had to show it cleanly. Long shut it down. Talk that gangsta shit, security couldn't control the crowd. Bitches on that drink, my niggas on that loud. Niggas talking foul, my pussy talking foul. Yeah, bitch, I'm a dope boy. Top gun, work, go boy. Lamb fettuccine sauce, inside broccoli. Got that machine gun killing and it's screaming cock.
Everybody shut up. Couple of them ready to do a devil whenever I tell them bitches to come up.
Come on.
You ain't talking about the stairs, don't talk about the air. Somebody let a pull up. Come and see both bitch, I put another puff on your mother's face like it's nothing. Puff into my eyes, yellow with it when I sun up.
What up?
What I need a shirt for? What I need a shirt for? Pad it up from my head to toe.
Like what I need the shirt for?
What do I need to work for? I smack the boss of my job, boy. Fucking hoes like I'm Austin Powers, giving gold a shower, that's wild, boy.
Yeah, bitch, come and see. Oh, yeah, bitch, call me Steve-O. I'm a wild boy, I'm a wild boy, fuck, I think I need a boy. I'm a wild boy, 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 I'm a wild boy.
I'm a wild boy. Full thing. What it is, what it do, how you doing, what you doing? Oh, she didn't cut off on me already.
No. I was just up here trying to get turned up and had to take it off the mute though.
Yeah. I'm a wild boy. Hey, when I came out,
he said, get your girl around my neck. I called it a boo thing.
It's turned up Tuesday, and we're going to turn it up, or I'm going to say a wild boy. You dig? It is going to be a good night tonight. Yes, we got Clint Eastwood going to come on the line and, tell him what it is, tell him how he's doing. And tell us what to do it. You dig? On social media. Hey, well, I got something to say, though, man. Obama
did what?
Obama.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it like this, though. I don't have no problem with our gay people.
Right.
But I am a God-fearing man, though. I really am a God-fearing man.
Right.
For this man to say on national TV to say that our gay people, or whatever you want to call them, wouldn't have equal rights and all that stuff. Last time I checked, and last time when I studied my Bible, I'm not going to get deep up into any of this, but last time I checked, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for a reason, right?
Right.
I'm just saying. So we are, I know hell that we're going to hell in a handbasket when it is openly and freely that we're supposed to not condone that. For real, the law is man-made law, but God's law is universal. So, I'm just a doctor, man, and I understand what God said. I am a sinner. I'm not going to get biblical on y'all, but yes, I do get on my hands and knees, and I still repent to him. But for him to force all this stuff that he's forcing on now, this quite ridiculous, and it just showed me that there is really a God, because the signs are really revealing to me right now. But I'm not going to get into that. I just had to throw that out there about what Obama doing and this gun laws, and it's okay for us to for them to send drones to kill Americans. I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit. I have much love and respect for Obama, but right now my love and respect is going down, because I think he's starting to be a devil to me, just like some other devils. Because I know the truth. I've seen the signs. And, man, motherfuckers need to open their eyes, because this shit is fucking crazy out here. It's real out here.
Yeah.
It's real out here. And you tune in to Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pop. You know what
I'm saying? Tell us what y'all think.
Man, tell us what y'all think. And I believe we're going to be having Clint Eastwood call. I'm going to jump into the song, and then let's see if he's on the line yet. And then, well, we're going to go ahead and roll into that interview, because it's about that time. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this, and then I'm going to start to see if my dude's on the line, all right?
Turning babies, right about now, it's your boy, you heard, back again, DJ Manny. Nah, better yet, a veteran, a hall of fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all
I'm all in game. Put the water on a track, stretch for all this flame. Wear a helmet when you bang it, man, and guard your brain. Cause the flow is phasmatic, what they call insane. They ain't even a homeboy, ain't my get dope boy. And you already know that pimpin' ain't mean. I'm living young and show that Bentley. Son of my boss, so you know that's in me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me. With the music blasting, and she keep asking, how it shoot if it's plastic? I tell her, you see if your boy run up, she said back and cause I caught her back up. A for sure. Hey, Big Mike, they better step his authority up before they step to a soldier's son. I got on me. You boys never harming young. Flying with him, my opponent's done. I'm done talking. And I ain't just begun. I've been running my city like Diddy, you chump. I fly by you in a foreign whip. On a bottle with a model phony chick. Paraphony, the hair is long and blind. Down to her behind. Well, here we go, so hold on to mine. Let's go. Hold on, let me hit that. So go.
Summer green top, hard shell, got me screaming, cowabunga, bunga, bunga. Resident, I eat your ass up quick. I'm hot, so them hoes might need shorts, cause I work it out, we sports, yeah, go ahead and do it. I'm a smart guy,
I'm a smart guy.
In your hood,
in your hood,
like a Jedi.
Yeah.
Get pop, go now.
Right.
From down the block, I don't bitches. Far cry. I'm on the roll, I pro skate. Yeah. Got metal gear and a long snake that get these hoes all wet. I back hunt with no bait. Yeah.
Yeah.
And these rappers still they killing me.
Well,
that'll be a Final Fantasy.
Easy.
Go ahead and go ahead.
Mm-hmm. man, I wish a bitch would. $100,000 engine, I wish a bitch could.
Yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bang, bang,
bang,
I'm frontin' on you niggas. Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
Foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you niggas.
I don't even think these niggas understood what the fuck I just said. I said, $100,000 engine, I wish a bitch could. Like the little engine, that good. Yeah, get it. Two chains.
Would you like to expand your market with advertising and promote the over 600,000 homes? Contact
Lifeline Connect
for all your advertising needs throughout the state of Minnesota. Contact us at 612-231-2505. That's 612-231-2505.
Lifeline
Connect. Yeah. Soda Pop Radio, radio that pop. You know what I mean? We in the building today on Turn It Up Tuesday. We get turned up around here.
We already up. Turned Up Tuesday. These songs, they give me a little turned up. You know, yeah, I love them strippers. That's my sound.
Yeah, definitely, man. We up in there throwing them rack and rack and rack. Man. I ain't throwing no shit to no damn swimming. Yeah, I'm saving all my motherfucking money for the bar. I ain't spending no dollars on no stripper. And I'm not going to sit at the front of the table neither. You're going to find me in the back, back of the back.
I would.
You wouldn't?
Oh, we got Wayne.
I said I would.
What's up, Wayne?
What up?
Stranger danger.
I know. My bad. Well, yeah, I love it, man. Let's go to the strip club.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I gotta go to the strip club. Hey, the last strip club I was at the Lure. Easy did a show up there. That was the last strip club I went to, man. And, but damn, I was like, damn, I didn't know the Lure had it like this.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to come up back up in there. But you know, they charge us like $30 at the door.
Dang.
I don't know about me playing $30 and get in a bitch and play $50 and $60 for drinks and then the tip. Oh, nah.
Oh, yeah, you got to be balling when you walk up in that bitch.
Man, I'm balling.
You
got to
be on a budget.
And what establishment is this? I didn't catch the name.
At the Lure?
The Lure.
The Lure.
What is it? Oh, you said the Lure?
I said the Lure. It's right down by Barfly.
I don't know about these main streets in Minnesota. It's right down in Minnesota. Definitely, but hey, I might have to go back in August, man. I might have to see two people in August. I might have to go and tip them. The two people in August, I might have to tip.
That's Exotica J. Shout out to Exotica J. And that's Dallas Augie. Shout out to them. I might have to come and tip y'all. Damn, I love them strippers.
And it's so crazy up in Augie's though, because the last couple of times that I went, like, I was super slapped. And I really can't even tell you what the inside of the place looks like. But I just remember seeing them girls, like, it just blew my mind. Like, these girls, it's pop. Like, not all of them, I would say all of them are pop, but, like, what the? Like, I could be a stripper, but these girls, it's no turn.
Hey, sometimes in Augie, the patron females are better than the strippers. It's like the patrons need to be the ones on stage, and the strippers need to be out there trying to come about.
True story. They, like, the first time I even went, They was trying to put us out because, like, people was trying to put money in my dress and stuff. And I'm like, how y'all going to get mad at me because I'm dancing? These girls, I got the whole dress. Like, these girls walk around here asshole naked. I'm not trying to take their money. I'm sorry that I'm bad. I'm sorry that I'm bad. But yeah.
It's Turned Up Tuesday, and you know we're going to get turned up with the Soda Pop crew. You know, we got Boothang in the house. We got Wayne in the house. We got King Sean in the house. You know, so we in the house all together once again. So, you know, we're going to keep it popping and turn it up on Turned Up Tuesday. Hey,
oh,
Wayne.
Yeah, keep moving and moving it. Oh, yeah,
hey,
what
Wayne,
up?
Did you see that shit that Obama said that I was talking about not too long ago?
No, actually, I didn't.
Man, for one, my main problem is they're turning drones. He's saying something about using drones against American people because terrorists and stuff. The people don't know they've been able to do that when they signed this Patriot Act. What was that, 2011? I think it's 2011, they signed the Patriot Act after 9/11, where, you know what I'm saying, basically mostly all our rights are really gone because they could label us as terrorists. And if you gangbanging, you could be labeled as a terrorist and you go to jail indefinitely, forever, without no due process or nothing. You know,
what?
That's
just a plan to get, like, the jail overpopulated, man. Full of black people, full of niggas, dude.
But they could. I mean, it's written in the law like that where they can, if they really wanted to, they could go round up all these gangbangers and say that the terrorists lock their asses up and throw away the key, which people don't even know about that. The Patriot Act been in effect since 2011.
Man, and you know what? Niggas don't even know this, bro. So they just gonna be getting locked up.
Yeah.
If they could, I wouldn't advise them. They could try to stay out these people's face. If they wanted to, they could shoot you on the spot and say you a terrorist. If they want to, I was thinking like 1975 or like 6. That's crazy. You guys are still not even a bitch terrorist. If you if they wanted to, they could do that. Yeah, them Somalians up here or something. I could see them saying one of them a terrorist because they all look the same to me. But 1976.
Definitely.
Okay, hey, question for you guys, Black History Month question. What year did Martin, when Martin Luther King Day became official?
What year?
Yep.
No.
It was in 70.
Okay, that's your guess?
Yeah, right. This is where I guess.
It wasn't even.
All right. It was 1983. Yeah.
Look, I should ask my son. He knows everything.
Nah, I had to hit y'all with that
because
I just learned that just now. Like, just now, as far as we speak.
Somebody just asked you.
Somebody just hit me up on Facebook saying that it's not the Patriot Act, it was the NDA Act. Patriot Act is from 2002, signed by Bush, 1997. So it was the NDA Act that was made with the terrorists and stuff is. But the Patriot Act was set in the bylaws too. It comes from Danny G. My other partner, a very knowledgeable woman. But the benefit of the game, they can get you for benefit of the game too. Whatever. I'm like this. No matter what, if people keep reading it and study, we ain't the Constitution is done. Period. The Constitution is really done. If people start paying attention to what kind of laws they passing and all that stuff and what they're writing in these laws, we ain't got no constitution.
Okay. You know what? You know what's one thing I really do like about this, what you got going on? I learn a lot. It keeps me updated. You definitely keep me updated on a lot of things. So I want to shout you out for that. Keep me updated. You got to keep the world updated, man.
Right.
I know if I'm not really getting lit, you know what I'm saying? I know if I don't really know this stuff. I know there's a lot of people who sleep on this as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely don't watch the news. I'll read the paper once in a while. If the paper's in my face, I'll read it. Like, you know, if it's there, I'll definitely pick up the paper. Other than that, I do got this little app on my phone where it's like news. I think everybody really gets it on their phone or whatever. It's like news, what's going around the world and stuff. I look at that time to time. Actually, let me check that out now, see if they actually have that on there.
Definitely. Well, it's almost 9:30. We'll just be waiting for Mr. Clint Eastwood to call in so we can get in with this interview. So,
you're going to have to talk to him. I can't get on my Facebook right now to get him, and I didn't get his number.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to be calling in about 9:30. So to all your listeners that's listening in, wait for the Clint Eastwood interview. It will be cracking today. He's supposed to be calling in. We're just waiting for his voice to go ahead, spread around the world. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get back into some music, and then we're going to keep doing what it do. You know what I'm saying? It is Turn It Up Tuesday, so we're going to keep it turned up. You dig?
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
Right.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, radio that pop. You dig? It is Tuesday, and this is Turned Up Tuesday. And
turn
you know,
up.
We gonna keep it turned up, you know what I'm saying? On Soda Pop Radio, and this is how we do it for this TT. See what I'm saying? Cool thing.
Yes.
Man, I think we got our caller in line.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to bring this man online. He's been doing big things out here in the TC area. Now, y'all got to give him a warm welcome to Clint Eastwood. You know what I'm saying? Clint.
What's good, man? What's cracking?
What's going
Woo!
Down with you, Mr. Eastwood?
Oh, man, another day in the life, man.
Man, I already know. I already know. Man, that single that you got right now, it's banging, man. I've been banging it the whole week.
Is it out the Flusher joint?
Yeah, the Flusher.
Yeah, that shit's hot.
It's straight up.
Good
man.
Looking.
Definitely, you already know. I got to represent the Twin Cities. I'm out here, so I'm going to do my thing for the TC. You know what I'm saying? Just Minnesota, period, because I am a Minnesota nigga.
Yes,
so
sir.
I gotta put my piece out there, man. Before anything else, it got to be about Minnesota because we got next.
We definitely do, man. We got a lot of talent up here, man. It's,
a lot. It's crazy.
I know this year, man. Somebody gonna pop out the city, man. Somebody. I know y'all got one over there. Easy, man. That boy a monster.
Yeah, my boy Easy, man. I'm pushing him as hard as we can, man. He's about to blow this year. We got a lot of stuff in the working for him right now, man. Yeah, definitely do. Hey, let's talk about you, man. We got to get into these questions, man. We know how we do it. You know the routines. This ain't the first time you've been in an interview, and you a veteran at this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did a couple, man.
Questions, you know. Then we're gonna start off. What inspired you to get into music here?
I don't know, man. I just always had a love for music, man. You know, whether it was R&B, you know, I grew up on music, you know, from my mom's playing the pops, you know, I was always jamming something new, man. So, you know, as a kid, that really inspired me to want to do something music related. You know, who knew, you know, when I got grown, that's what I was actually going to do.
Yeah.
Trying to make a living out of it.
Yep. Okay.
Yes,
why'd you start your own label?
Well, you know, when nobody jumping to sign me, you know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, independent money is the best money. So once we get stuff in rotation, man, I think it'll be more lucrative. And then when the big dogs start coming, and then we can talk numbers.
That's what's up. That's why I be trying to tell artists is, you know what I'm saying, independent is the best way to go. You get all your money. You keep all your money. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about nobody taking this, that, and this. That's the best
right.
way. The only thing you have to worry about is marketing.
Right.
It's not that hard to do the marketing. You got so much stuff on the internet nowadays where you can go personally just sell all your CDs off the internet.
Right, yeah. A lot of people ain't walking in Best Buy no more and Walmart purchasing them CDs, man. So
Definitely.
The internet is the best way right now.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yep.
Right now, that internet.
Yep. Definitely that. So, who do you see yourself collabing with in the near future?
Man, locally, I mean, because I'd rather do a track with maybe a T.I. or somebody like that, man.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I can see that. I can see
I can
that.
See
that should be
hot.
Locally, man. Locally, it's a lot of cats, man, I want to work with. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I got to kind of focus on me. So, you know, all the features going to come. I got one feature with my guy Slugga Mo, man. He about to drop that joint with the video in like 2 weeks called All White Everything. I think that joint called got a feature on there. He'll be looking for that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. How do you feel about the music industry here in Minnesota? What are you doing
here? I mean, as far as the industry, I mean, it's more, you know, a rock scene in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all, as local rap artists, you know, we all in the same circle pretty much. Kind of everybody know everybody. But, you know, on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying, from the you know, the popularity, what is it? I'm doing push-ups right now, man. My bad.
Yeah, the
but, you know, the population of Minnesota, you know, is majority white, man. So we in the minority. You know, it's not like in Atlanta, you know, or somewhere, you know, a lot of black people and they'll go out and support, you know, their local scene. But,
definitely.
You know, it's a lot of talent out here, man. There's a lot of people out here doing it. I just see, I hope these dudes just stick together, you know what I'm saying, and combine some, you know, individuality is cool, but at some point you got to connect with the people around you.
Yep.
Definitely.
So what is your goal as a rapper?
I want to put out, you know, a good album or two, and then try to open up a lane for my artists and other artists in Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I can see you being like Boss Material. You know what I'm saying? Definitely like an OG.
Yeah, man. I definitely got a boss mentality, man. You know, I look at the big picture, man. I ain't just trying to.
So you better let these niggas know. You better devo these niggas.
You know, we just perfectionists. We perfectionists over here, man. Especially myself, man. If I see anything wrong with it, man, it's not getting released or it's not, you know.
Yeah, tell them they gotta. You know, you a boss, so you got man delegate. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Minnesota don't need to come out with no garbage because that's why everybody looking over us and stuff.
Which is crazy. I don't really understand that, man. People are definitely sleeping on the MN. Like, this crazy talent over here. Hey, you know what, though? I know, like, I was thinking the other day, like, man, there's so much talent, like, especially hidden talent just in Minnesota. It's all over the world, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, competition for days. It's
yep,
just like,
man,
I just can't. I wonder why, how come we so slept on, though? You know? Like, this nigga gets signed all over, even, like, at the weirdest places but Minnesota.
I can't say. Why do you think that, Mr. Eastwood?
What'd you say?
Why do you think Minnesota is so looked over?
I mean, just because. I mean, you got, like I said, the more populated states with African Americans, you know, I mean, in more hood.
I feel like it's just really starting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's just really starting.
Yeah, I see doors opening right now for Minnesota, man. I know a lot of people finna walk through them doors, so I'm just sitting back waiting, man, to see who's gonna do it.
So, if you guys don't know out there, Mr. Eastwood is nominated for 4 awards in the TCUMA. 4 of them. Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Song of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Next to Blow, and Best Male Artist. Man, you doing your thing, man. For real.
Yeah, we got the label nominated too, man, for Best Label, LVIVXI Entertainment, man. So
we got 5.
Yeah.
And they made it to the next round too, so that's impressive.
Right. My producer as well, man, Johan Hand, so make sure y'all voting for him too. You know, he's our in-house producer over here at 55411. So he's up for Grinder of the Year and Producer of the Year. So make sure y'all vote for him.
Man, most definite.
Definitely
see you putting work in. I know when I go to vote, all I see is your name and then others. It should make it hard to really vote. That's all I like about it.
Well,
you know
what?
Choose one.
I'm going to get into this banger, man, because this, man, I've been itching to play this tonight, man. I wasn't going to play until we talked to you, man, but I'm itching. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this song by Clint Eastwood. It's called Flush It. I've been playing it all week, but this time y'all know who's backing it up. So y'all go ahead and bang this shit right here.
Sitting low, Police on my ass, they wanna bust me. Pockets looking husky. Girl said I'm musty. Been grinding since the first thing closed, bitch, I must be. The hardest working nigga in the trap. The chain brown or gray. Fresh off the E-Way with the pack. Bring it round the back. I'll bring that shit straight back if it ain't jumping back. Don't get your shit pushed back for a bad batch. She crossed 8 state lines, that's a bad batch. Then we bust them bitches down like cat sex. When dealing in this business, gotta pack that rat jack. Niggas like to chit chat, don't conversate with us. Strolling on that interstate, truth in my peripheral. If that dog commit his vehicle, we got an issue. Rolling on that interstate, truth in my peripheral. If that dog commit his vehicle, we got an issue. Sitting low, I'm in my bucket, in my bucket. Police at the door, gotta flush it, gotta flush it, gotta flush it. Then we right back to the money, ayy, ayy. Then we right back to the money, ayy. I'm sitting low, I'm in my bucket, in my bucket. Police at the door, gotta flush it, gotta flush it, gotta flush it. Then we right back to the money, ayy, ayy. Then we right back to the money, ayy.
Blessed, man. Shout out to everybody who out there voting for me, man. All my family and friends, man. And,
you know, friends on Facebook, people who are actually going to the website and actually going to hit that vote button, man. And shout out to everybody.
Yep.
So you got any more?
No, that was it. I was just, you know, I wanted to know that because he just sounded like he's so into what he's doing, like he really knows his stuff, you know.
All right, let me see. Hold on. You ain't off the hot seat yet. Let me see what I come up with. This is how I took all the questions. You ain't off yet. When did you know when people really do something, and it's rather, you know, some people, like, just drop it. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they ain't going nowhere with it. They pretty much just drop it. They'll start something, they'll pick it up, and then set it back down. You know what I'm saying? When did you really feel like, yo, this is it? I know I'm going to make something off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
it has to be something.
I mean, it was when I started it, you know what I'm saying? That's when I felt like, you know, I could do something with it because I've been hearing for a long time, you know, since I was younger that, oh, man, you know. I bust a 16 for somebody or something, you know what I'm saying? A little battle or something, you know. But I ain't never take it seriously, you know what I'm saying? So,
here's a better question for you. Who you enjoy working with? You worked with anybody special or someone you really enjoy doing music with?
My producer, Johan. You know what I'm saying? He real creative. You know what I'm saying? He thinks outside the box. So, you know, it shows in his beat. You know, he's in a different lane than a lot of producers. So, I say with Johan, you know what I'm saying, I can get some accomplished. I guess actually about to send me one right now. We're about to start. Probably going to be the first single off the Dirty Harry LP coming May 2nd.
All right, for sure. I'm saying definitely when we get done with this, y'all, just hit my inbox. We're going to talk, make some more moves, because I definitely want to get you a track. I got another artist, McFly. I don't know if you heard of him. But y'all definitely make a dope track
together.
Yeah,
I don't think I heard his music, though, but I've seen the name on Facebook.
Yeah, he's cold shit, bro. He's cold shit.
So, Mr. Clint Eastwood, what you got coming up? What shows you got coming up in the next few months?
As far as shows, man, the only thing I'm really seeing in my near future is my album release, which is going to be May 2nd, you know, to be announced location. But you'll know about it as soon as the venue is confirmed.
Definitely.
May 2nd. May 2nd is the date, though.
So give the people a place to go to where they can get your music, man. I know other people want to snatch that, flush it up, or, you know, sit down and rock to it in the car or something. So tell them how they can.
Yeah, I'm about to go download that bitch right now, as far as we speak.
Yeah, for sure. All you can do, man, you can just go to my website, www.fffe2013.com. That's 3Fs and an E, 2013.com.
Y'all heard it from the man himself.
You can go check out the other artists on the label. Maniac McGee, got Cobra. You know, you can check out beats from Johan Hands.
That's what's up.
We keep you updated on our upcoming shows.
I think we got a caller online that might have some questions to ask you, so I'm going to go ahead to the caller and see if they've got something to say.
Okay.
Hello, caller, go on here.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. I only have one quick question for Mr. Clay Wood. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the other coming artists who are listening, who are trying to get anywhere in the game, because, you know, everybody feel they're a superstar, and a lot of times, you know, they're just a twinkle in the sky. So let's, you know, what advice would you give a young, inspiring artist who wants to make things happen? What would you advise them to do to get to the next plateau and beyond?
I mean, I say if they really serious, they got to get a good promo team behind them. You know, they got to get they people to believe in them and help them push, because you can't do it by yourself. That's one. You know, and then you got to have patience too. You know, everything not going to come together, you know, as quick, you know, or as fast as you want it to. So, you know, patience is a must. But you got to have that drive. know, if it's really what you want to do, you got to think, you know, sit back and think, like, you know, am I really even good at this? You know what I'm saying, dude? You know. So you got to get feedback, you know, have people give you honest opinions, you know, don't sugarcoat nothing with me, you know, let me know, because a lot of people, friends, gas them up, you know, oh, bro, that's how you know.
Like Flocka.
So.
Hey, I appreciate you saying that, man, because there'd be so many people gassing up these young goddesses, and man, that's bad. It's bad. I ain't got no names, but there's about five of them right now on the top of my head, and just put down the mic.
What? But yeah, I'm not one to crush nobody's dreams. If, you know, if music what you love to do, then do it. You know what I'm saying? But if you expecting to, you know, get money back off of it, then, you know, you got to make sure the price that you're putting out is, you know, up to par.
No. And see, like, and that's one thing about, like she said, man. Oh, well, you didn't introduce yourself, caller, so would you please introduce yourself? You know, you're coming online and not introduce yourself.
My bad, y'all. My bad, y'all. It's the one and only Danny Girl Northside. I stay on point, like Stacey Adams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to make this dough raise like white bread. Work it out.
well, I definitely appreciate the question. You calling in.
Definitely. So the Pop appreciates you calling in and always calling in and giving this feedback that you do give, because we do definitely appreciate this. You got any more questions you'd like to ask Mr. Clint Eastwood?
Nah, that'll be about it.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good
night,
thank
y'all. You too. Yeah. Turn up.
Yeah. Well, you guys got any questions, you call us at 714-242-6167. We got Clint Eastwood in the building. When you call, please press 1 to let me know that you guys want to talk to the host and talk to Clint. So I know that's what y'all calling for. It is what it is. It's Turned Up Tuesday, and we got Mr. Clint Eastwood in the building. But I'm definitely going to get back to this music. Clint, do you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, man, shout-out to my whole team, man. Shout-out to Max Exposure Marketing Group for the PR. You know, and if you're in the PR need, then definitely contact them, www.maxexposuregroup.com. My bad. But shout-out to my artists, man, Maniac, Cobra, Johan, you know, shout out to my fam who support me. You know, my sister's down in Florida and Mississippi, and my family down there. Kankakee, Illinois, shout out to them. You know, I go all night, man, but I don't want to leave nobody
hey,
out.
Hey, K3.
But I do want to ask the callers, though, I mean, the listeners, you know, to go vote for me, you know, at the TCUMAs. And if you don't know how to get to it, it's www.TwinCitiesUrbanMusicAwards.com. Vote Clint Eastwood, vote Johan Hands, vote LVIVXINT.
Definitely. Y'all heard
you
that from the man himself.
That's what's up.
This booth thing, you've been quiet on Turned Up Tuesday. You're the one who used to be turned up on all of us. What's up with you?
I know, and that's Tuesday, and I'm not even turned up. I apologize. Things didn't go my way.
You're slacking on your Mac. Well, it's Turned Up Tuesday, and we're going to keep y'all turned up, so I'm going to get back into this music, and we're going to have you get turned up. As long as you don't get turned up and beat up your baby daddy, or you don't beat up your baby mama, or you don't beat up on your dad, you don't do none of that, then we all good, because if you do, you know, I might have to come looking for you, because you don't get turned up like that on my show. You dig?
Turn up.
New Music Group presents the second annual Twin Cities Urban Music Awards, live Friday, March 15th, downtown Minneapolis at Epic Event Center. Yeah, it's an 18-plus event, $10 in advance, $15 for advanced VIP. Doors in the red carpet ceremony starts at 9 p.m. Limited sponsorship packages available until February 15th. And check it, No Limit Forever Records, A&R, will be in the building.
Yeah.
What up, Twin City? This is Dollar B, A&I No Limit Forever Records. Come join me at the Urban Music Awards Friday, March 15th. And join me Saturday as we do the Showcase Showdown in Minnesota. Bring your A-game because I'm looking for talent. Maybe it's you.
The Deputy Award.
Never mind.
I know you wanna fight this. It's so enticing. person to play with. I'ma make you my bitch.
Soda Pop Radio, radio that pop. Y'all know what I mean? Hey, hey, Boutang. Boutang.
Oh, she on? Nope, there she goes. I can hear.
I want a piece of cake.
Boutang, you said I'm here.
I want a piece of cake. You got some cake,
want that
cake, cake,
cake,
over there?
Cake. Hey, that's my shit, bro. That bitch went in on that shit.
Hey, they did we go in on that shit, man.
That should be having me grooving.
She said it's not even her birthday, but he wanted to lick the ice on it. She said she needed it on first place. Hey, what did she need to lick? Her womb? She needed to lick that ass whooping she got, or what?
Yeah, that's my shit. I don't really like listening to that song because it gets stuck in my head every time.
Really? And you a guest, so you can't be outside like cake, cake, cake. Don't go look at the cake, cake, cake.
Hey, don't worry, man. I swear, I seen a cat passing by, beating that song by himself in the car. I was like, okay, right on, player. You want that cake? Go.
I mean, it's okay only if, like, the girl in top with you, but, like, yeah, you can't just be right in the street listening to Rihanna.
Yeah, he was right there. He was right around getting it to cake.
Hey, y'all. I'm over here, you know, on the internet, on the web. But I'm looking at, you know who Joshua is, right, from ML Beats?
Yeah.
Man, that nigga doing his thing, dog. This dude just posted a thing. He's like pretty much like main page on Reverb right now.
That's
like, nigga out there getting it. I've seen like messages between like him and Cassidy. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got something special. I don't know. I guess I could say it on the air or whatever. But man, this nigga, what he got going on is might be getting signed with Young Money.
With Young Money.
Yeah, Young Moolah, my nigga doing big things right now. Definitely want to get him on here.
One of my niggas just got from Portland. Just got getting signed to Interscope and stuff. Man, we're gonna have him on a interview in the next couple weeks. Probably next month we have him on an interview. But I do gotta give up. It's not 10. It's 10:10. So I do have to shout this out. This is for everybody. It's a special Valentine's Day comedy show going on February 14th, which is a Thursday, hosted by Chirp Jackson. The comedians are Alvin Ivey, Schwinn, KJ, and Bowman Freeman. Doors open at 8 p.m., $7 in advance, $10 at the door. Song starts at 8:45, Cash Bar and a live DJ at the Hunting Garden, 380 Cedar Street. That phone there is 651-224-7588. So there will be a special Valentine's Day comedy show at the Hunan Garden, 380 Cedar Avenue Street.
You said it's a comedy?
It's a comedy show.
On Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day.
I'm going to have to take a nice little hoochie.
Yeah. A hoochie?
Yeah. And it got my dude, Bowman Freeman, in it, you know what I'm saying? So I know it's going to be funny as hell.
Wait, Morgan Freeman?
Bowman.
Oh, I thought you said Morgan Freeman. I'm like, what? I'm over here tripping.
Definitely Morgan Freeman was there doing comedy. I'm definitely going to be there because I ain't never seen that motherfucker any joke.
Right? I'm saying. That's why I'm like, Morgan Freeman. What? I'm over here tripping.
A little more than that, man.
Yeah, I gotta give a shout out to my dude Bowman Freeman. He's a real funny ass guy, man. So I know the show is gonna be funny. You know, our little drop that we got for Soda Pop Radio, he's the one that did that.
Oh, okay. His name is Mormon Freeman?
Bowman.
Oh, Mormon Freeman.
Bowman is Freeman. Okay.
B-O-I-M-A Freeman. Yeah. So you know that that drop that we have on Soda Pop Radio. This is Soda Pop Radio, radio that pop, pop, pop. You know, the one that's talking about, I braided nuts hairs, I braided chest hairs. Yeah, he did that shit. Yeah, I give spots to my dude, a funny guy, man. That man is funny, man. So that will be happening on the 14th, which on a Thursday. Like I said, doors open at 8:30. The show starts at 8:45. So y'all, if y'all ain't got nothing planned for you and your honey dip, you know what I'm saying, take your ass down to Hunan Garden and go ahead and listen to somebody crack jokes. They might even crack jokes about your ass. They might crack jokes about your girl, man. But take your ass down and have a good time and you know, and have some fun, you know what I'm saying? Don't take it personal. If they talk about your girl's nappy-ass weave and your fucked-up mind, it's okay. But you just have some fun on that day. Just take
when you want to move, what'd you say,
Lynn? Oh, no, I was just going to just give a shout-out to me because I've been talking to a lot of hot girls lately. Like, I'm talking about a lot of hot girls lately. So shout-out to me, man.
Shout out
my thing.
Don't be slacking on your mech and pimping. You got to stay in your town. And, you know, you got to stay on point like Stacey Adams. You know what I mean?
Hell, yeah. I also have Young Hood with me, too, from Black Cartel. He just walked in here.
Young Hood. What it is?
Young Hood.
Young Hood.
He over here look high as hell. Over here maxing on some pizza. Probably cold.
Hold on, what is this say? You got some pizza over there and you ain't offer me none?
Nah, this nigga eating it all.
Oh, man, tell me. Hey, tell me I got some
nigga over here. How you tell?
Tell him to drop the box of pizza and step away from it. I got the ciphers on
there. He said drop the pizza and step away from it.
Man, come into the house. Nick. Eating up all the pizza. All the hallmarks.
I'm trying to get this dude to submit his music, man. Told it to get it on air. We're gonna work on that.
Definitely.
Got it. Yeah, my nigga do be going in though.
Regular that pop. I am King Sean, aka Mr. Do the Most, aka Mr. Asshole, and I got my co-hosts in this building. Y'all go ahead and give y'all shout out and let me know who's going to pop through with.
Hey, I just want to shout out all our listeners, everybody keep tuning in, say people's to tune in, and. Just to my family and my kids and everything. That's it.
Okay. Shout out to my team first. You know what I'm saying? Rise and shine. I need to wake niggas up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie, my nigga, my main guy, Monty McFly. He definitely out doing his thing. I'm saying this nigga is a working man. I'm talking about this nigga in the crib, growing a beard and everything, out there making his music and shit. And dropping on people. Pulling a little Drake thing going. Real talk. This nigga got good stuff in the kitchen, though. Also, Black Cartel. So this nigga over here, shout out to Black Cartel. They putting in work. Shout out to them niggas. And shout out to everybody who's definitely listening and who's supporting the movement. Definitely, because those people are very important. So shout out to everybody that's listening and everybody who's with us. And to the people that ain't with us, need to get with us. If not, fuck them.
Yep.
See him on the other side.
Yep. You know, I got to give a shout
if
out.
If the money ain't in the way.
Definitely. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. I got to give a shout out to my Soda Pop crew. You know, they hold it down with me every day. Sometimes some be MIA. I ain't saying no names. You know, they hold it down with me every day. So, you know, I got to give a shout out to Ryan Shine. Got to give a shout out to SBE. I got to give a shout out to Lost Millionaire. You know, I got to shout out to Double L. You know, I got to give a shout out to my girl, my friends, my family. I got to give a shout out to Soda because Minnesota got good talent. I give a shout out to all the talented artists out there. I got to give a shout-out to my guy, Easy. I got to give a shout-out to my guy, Moochie. I got to give a shout-out to my girl, Akira. I got to give a shout-out to Young May. I got to give a shout-out to Critical. You know what I'm saying? And I got to give a shout-out to all my Double L's people, you know what I'm saying? Because we're getting a building, and we're doing it big this year, 2013. You better look out for us, a rising sign. Motherfuckers, because it's the early bird that catches the worm. And we definitely trying to catch the worm over here. So the Pop Radio. If you ain't popping with us, you ain't popping with nothing. You got what I mean? So
hey.
I'm
about to say, also, you know what I'm saying, follow us. Follow me on Twitter at Jester651. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Wayne Barnes. Also, go add my nigga Monty. His name is under, what is it? Twitter, I think it's Mozart McFly.
Yep.
Go add him and check out the Reverb. We're blowing up on there, too. So.
Oh, and we got to do this, too. February on the 9th, we got a show at the Red Sea. Easy got a show at the Red Sea. It will be Lady Williams' second annual birthday bash at the Red Sea on February 9th. So y'all come down there and represent and say happy birthday to Lady Williams. Also, Easy got a show on the 15th at Station 4 in St. Paul. So y'all come out to them shows and represent, you know what I'm saying? Your local artist is very expressive, Easy, because Easy's going to be out there. Y'all slowly starting to hear about him, and we're going to keep pushing him out there because that's what we do. You know what I mean? It's right shine until the day we die. You dig?
Yeah.
So we're going to get back to this music, and we will see y'all tomorrow for Way Back Wednesday. We'll be playing that Way Back music. It might be your grandma music. It might be your pappy music. You know what I'm saying? It might be an old folk home that you ain't never heard of, because if you don't know fucking around with me, you never know what I'm going to throw you on Way Back with me. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. It's stuff back when I ain't never heard, I might just feel like throwing it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, Way Back Wednesday. So y'all tune in and listen to us talk shit, swallow spit, and play this old shit. We might end up picking an old song and just talking about it, because we feel like talking about it, because that's what we can do. This is Block Talk Motherfucker Radio, and we can do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, we can do that.
So we've like I said, peace, love, and hair grease. It's still colder than a pimp's heart out there, so I hope y'all house get warm, you know what I'm saying, coloring up or something. Or something. Yeah.
AP something.
Yeah, you know. But it is turned up.
They're colder than a pimp's heart.
Man. And we're going to turn it up and listen to this little bit of song that we got left in this review. And then, for 10 minutes we got. But we'll see y'all tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Mr. Clint Eastwood. Y'all definitely go look out for him. That Flush It is a banger. Y'all will hear it in rotation up here. Y'all go vote for him in his TCUMA. He's doing big things. And his name again is Clint Eastwood. Definitely, we're going to put him out there, and his music is banging, so y'all got to go check this man out. He's doing big things. So I'm going to get back to his music, and I'll peep y'all tomorrow. You dig?
Hell yeah.
You can find me in a piece. You don't know no ass, you know where the swag be.
Okay.
Bottle after bottle popping all on me. Yeah.
Let out.
Mr. Main Attraction.
Walk up in the club, Mr. Main Attraction. Big C, cop a bottle and let's make it happen. One broad holla at me, that's a chain reaction. Bring a five-figure check to the bank and cash in. Cup full of SoCo, couple Four Locos, couple bad women trying to kick it in my dojo. I'ma need a couple more though. Bring a couple cameras, it can turn into a porno. Riding with the click, getting baked, no DiGiorno's. Keep a few L's, roll tighter than some cornrows. Shot after shot, getting drunker than a hobo. But all of y'all lame, play it safer than a Volvo. And that's how I prefer to do. Bottle service all night, it's really nothing new. I'm backstage, real G's right behind me. If you looking for the millions, baby, you know where to find me. Club, Mr. All, y'all know me. That fresh start, young boss, new school OG. Ha, and I swear I'm feeling way gone. Looking for a bad little honey I could take home. And I'm a one night stand type man, but nobody else is gonna make her feel the way that I can. That's a fact, bartender, fill my cup. Cause when you the main attraction, man, you gotta live it up. And tell that showman, pull my Rover to the front. All black, dark tints, I'ma show you how to stunt. Ha. Man, I'm killing them. Swag on a zillion. Nizzy and his thing. Girls asking, is it really him?
Really him?
That's right, that's me. Oh, so flashy, and she know where the swag be. I'm up top with a model right beside me. If you looking for the millions, baby, you know where to find me.
She was mad.
mad when she hit my phone. Talking about what you don't do, I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said there was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body is twisted, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it, I'm with it. A pint of that Remy, ounce of that drove. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chilling. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie.